Live from Studio 7G, it's What's So Great About? Dot, dot, dot. The show where they ask the question, what's so great about this certain topic? And sometimes they find out the answer. Now here's your hosts, Terry and Andy.
Thank you, Frank, for that lovely introduction. Welcome to What's So Great About with Andy and Terry. Mm-hmm. I am Terry.
I'm Andy.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of background into what we're getting on to here, folks. It is our first Patreon episode.
Yes.
And we're diving into... The theme of the show is going to be, we pick a topic, one of us says, what's so great about, as in... Somebody's asking the question. Andy's asking the question. What's so great about Marvel movies? And I'm telling them, what's so great about Marvel movies are... And we've got 23 of these bad boys.
Oh, my God.
And look, now, I'm sensing that you're not a fan already.
I am not a fan at all. I haven't seen one up until...
You watched the first one.
You watched the first one.
Iron Man.
Essentially, I don't like comic book movies at all. I don't think I've seen any of them. I might have seen a couple of the Batman ones. I thought they were okay.
Dark Knight's a masterpiece, man. What are you talking
about? Batman Begins before it, but whatever. I distinctly don't like Marvel movies, even though I hadn't seen any of them. And Terry loves them. And so we're going to... Terry's introducing me to the Marvel world.
I'm going to give you a bit of background on this Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
So if you think of... 1989, we're going to go all the way back. The original Batman, you know, it's been a long time since the Superman movies.
That's DC, right?
That's DC,
right.
And it's fucking huge. Batman is
big
movie. Tim Burton, Batman Returns, bigger movie.
Yeah,
Batman Forever, not so big. Batman and Robin.
Forever is the best one.
It's certainly on the way down from... What, Tommy Lee Jones?
Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. If you lined up all the Batman movies and said pick two, I'd say Batman Forever and Batman and Robin all day.
This sums it up right here. Why would you pick them?
Because there's so much going on. They're big. They're like, you know.
They're shite.
I'll tell you what it is. They're comic book movies in the traditional sense.
Right.
And I've got a lot. And that ties in very well with this current episode. I'm not going to get into it now. But
Well, I'm going to make a believer out of you, my friend. All right?
Okay.
So, originally, Marvel had sold off a lot of their rights to studios. So, like, they sold off X-Men to Fox.
Right.
They sold off Spider-Man to Sony. You know, these studios are making big movies with their characters.
Yeah.
And they were kind of saying, you know, hold on a second. Let's get into business ourselves. So, originally, in 2006, they set up Marvel Studios.
Right.
Essentially, it's an independent studio because they've never made a movie before.
And but they're filthy rich.
But not really, like... Because, like, their comic sales had been down. Their toy... Like, they had to be bailed out by a toy company, like, bought the Marvel brand comics or whatever. Like, they went through a bit of a rough patch in the 90s. Like,
what was the sort of... How did Marvel... I might be jumping the gun here.
Yeah.
How did Marvel become the powerhouse that they are now?
Well, now...
Is that what you're getting at?
This is the very start, right?
Yeah.
And the idea that they had... They said, okay, we don't have Wolverine. You know, we don't have the X-Men. We don't have Fantastic Four. We don't have Spider-Man. Like, three of our big ones there. Who have we got left? And if you look at the comics...
Wolverine Marvel, is he?
Yeah, Wolverine's Marvel, okay. Fox own the X-Men and that. So, you're looking at...
Right.
They're looking at who they have left in their roster of superheroes. And you're talking Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk. But even they don't own the Hulk properly. He's tied in with Universal. Because Ang Lee...
So complicated.
Oh, my God. But Ang Lee had made a Hulk movie there, and it's, you know, Universal owned some of the rights to that. So
you won't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right. Throw that in there.
So they're like, okay, we don't have all of our A-list guys, but you know what? We're going to take what we have, and, you know, comic book movies are hitting big, you know. Yeah. Spider-Man 3 had just done not as big business as Spider-Man 2, but it was, there was stuff there. The X-Men movies are still making money. Like,
was that the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So like the first, I think Spider-Man 2 was like number one highest grossing movie of all time at a period.
What?
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
With Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
It was the highest grossing
movie. Sorry. Highest opening weekend of all
time. Right.
Titanic still.
Right.
Like that. Okay. But it had the biggest opening weekend of, like, at the time, was like 120 million or something like that. Like, which it was insane to think about. Like,
yeah.
So.
Does it bug traditional comic book fans that, like, there's like a brand new Spider-Man movie every 2 years where it's like, no, forget that one. Now reimagine this. What if we did it this way? Well, what if we did it that way?
I think...
Animation?
I think the Spider-Man they have at the moment is the one that everybody's like, this is the best Spider-Man. This guy, Tom Holland, is like 19, 20.
Right.
He's the closest. Like, Tobey Maguire was like fucking 27 or something when he's playing Peter
Parker.
But
he looked 15.
No, he didn't.
He did.
That first movie, if you look at it there, he's fucking, like, absolutely ripped.
Is he ripped?
Oh, yeah. Like, and he's fucking, that face, man. You want to just want
to punch that.
I tell you what, though, Willem Dafoe gives good Green Goblin. I'll say that right now. Like,
you know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
You're not fond of me, Goblin. I seen it. I know you're fond of me, Goblin, Canwell.
Can't we go one podcast without Willem Dafoe?
No. I absolutely love Willem
you
Dafoe.
You do love Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe.
We don't deserve Willem Dafoe.
Oh, okay.
As a
society. Never pushing it.
It was a society. So, they're taking this huge gamble on Iron Man. They're like, we're going to
take a huge dump on Iron Man.
Well, that's what you're going to do. Yeah. We're taking this C-list superhero, and he's going to be our first movie. And they picked Jon Favreau to direct. Now, they tried to make an Iron Man movie in the 90s.
I read a bit about this. I was seeing Tom Cruise's name been linked, Nicolas Cage, Quentin Tarantino.
Tom Cruise wanted to do it like gangbusters.
Imagine Tom Cruise doing Iron Man in the 90s.
Yeah.
That might have completely changed my whole concept of comic book movies if he had done it in the 90s. Tom Cruise at his peak. Quentin Tarantino as a director.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Tom Cruise pop up in a Marvel movie in the next couple of years.
Bring it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're getting everybody. You know?
Yeah, they are.
They're getting everybody.
I was surprised to even see Jon Favreau as
Jon Favreau directed it.
Yeah, I've seen
They directed it and he played, you know, he's picking the cast, right? But he put himself in there as he is wont to do. But when they're looking at the person to play Iron Man, and they took a punt, a huge punt, on Robert Downey Jr., he
was insisting on him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he wanted him big time because.
And he didn't want to do it.
Downey wanted it, but Marvel execs didn't want because he had just come back. Like, remember he was like in prison and stuff like that?
Yes,
like, you know, he was a fucking mess. So he'd just done Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And they were like, oh, Jesus, he's... Because he was a huge star in the early 90s, Downey. You kind of forget, like...
Yeah.
He was a big star. And then
Only
he
You? Was he in that
he
one?
Was, like, he was Chaplin, which like got him an Oscar nomination, playing like Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, like, and he was a big kind of star.
Can I just interrupt for a second here and say...
You hate him.
I hate Robert Downey Jr. I hate him. I hate him.
This is going to work to your advantage.
I hate him more now than I did before I even watched Iron Man. I'm just going to lay a little of groundwork there. I'm not going to blow my wad right at the start. I just want to say for the record, I can't stand Robert Downey Jr.
What is it about him?
His face, his voice, his acting, his personality, everything.
Okay.
I don't like him.
Fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to, please proceed.
I have counter-arguments to... All right.
My argument's not going to make a lot of sense. Yeah. It's going to be like, I don't like his face. It's going to be that sort of level of intelligence that you're going to get.
So, essentially, then they're putting together this cast, and they kind of go all out. They get Downey, and then they said, okay, and we need somebody else.
I didn't know that guy was... Only when I was reading a bit about it today, I didn't know that was Jeff Bridges.
Oh,
I liked him in it.
I liked him.
I thought he was brilliant, but I was like, I know I've seen that guy before. Yeah. I had never seen Jeff Bridges with the old upside down face, bald head and beard. I never seen that.
So good. But they got Bridges, they got Paltrow, and they got Terrence Howard.
Who's that?
He was Rhodey, you know.
The general or whatever,
his best mate, like
big issues with him. But come,
oh really?
Yeah, No, you better believe it.
You're not a fan of Big Mama's House?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to infuriate you several times.
Well, look, I'm
going
to get you there. Okay. Don't worry, I'm going to get
chomping
you there.
Chomping at the bit. Yeah.
But they got Terrence Howard was the highest paid actor because he just come off
on the movie.
Yeah, he just come off an Oscar nomination.
Downey Jr. Only got $500,000, didn't he?
Yeah, and Terrence Howard got like $2.5-3 million.
He's barely in it.
But like he was the guy. He was like the hot guy at that time. Like right. Paltrow hadn't been making a lot of movies, but they right. knew she'd won an Oscar. Bridges had been up for a load of Oscars, but he was still kind of, you know, oh, he's a legend, Jeff Bridges, but he's not gonna yeah. open your movie or whatever. And Terrence Howard was this hot actor at the time. I think the year before he was up for an Oscar nom for Hustle and Flow, and like he this breakout right. performance, like this guy right, had been right. around forever. He's popping at the moment.
Right. He's so hot right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
2008.
Yeah. Yeah. So they put it all together. And right. when they're, I don't know if you picked up on this, basically the production, so much of it was improv.
I didn't pick up on it, no.
Like, literally, they didn't have a script properly.
On purpose?
No, they just, they were rewriting. Apparently, like, they had a whole different bad guy in mind before, like, 10 weeks before filming. They ripped that up. They said, okay, we're going to make Jeff Bridges' guy the bad guy.
Right.
On set, like, Downey Jr. and Favreau were, like, writing pages, improv. And I have a quote here from Jeff Bridges saying, he's like, I'd be prepared. I'd know my lines. Turned out that many times, 10, 12, 15 times, I would show up for the day's work, not knowing what we were going to shoot. All the guys in the studio are sitting there tapping their feet, looking at their watch. I'm sitting in my trailer trying to figure out my new lines.
Wow.
He said, I made an adjustment in my head. That adjustment was, Jeff, relax. You're in a $200 million student film. Just go with it.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I think it fucking worked.
And he was great. I actually didn't pick up on the ad-libbing or the, you know, making it up. Like, was it ad-lib or would they just write it that day? You know what I mean?
I think it's a bit
were they
of both.
Making it up as I they think, were on camera?
I think there's a bit of both. And it's just like, okay, we're going to improv. Right. Like, you know, and like they were like ringing Shane Black, who had written and directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, very close friends with Downey Jr.
What are they ringing him for?
Because he's like renowned screenwriter. He's the guy who wrote Lethal Weapon in the 90s.
John Favreau not have an issue with that?
No, John Favreau was in on it. Like
weak move.
No.
weak move as a director. I wouldn't respect my director.
So it was a bit of a mental shoot.
Right.
But it opened. And like people were like, if this doesn't open well, they're fucked, yeah. essentially. They put all their chips on this movie.
Right.
Opened to like 130 million or something the weekend. They're like, whoa,
that's good, I assume.
Very good.
Yeah.
And for what
that was like the budget, basically.
Pretty much. Like, yeah. The budget was like 200, but then it fucking made, you know, yeah. a ridiculous amount of money for the movie. And they were like, okay, something is working.
And can I ask, is Iron Man a lot of Marvel Mark's favorite?
No, not at all. That's the thing. Like,
really?
Like, he's this guy. Doesn't really have many good bad guys in his.
But I mean, like the movie. I mean, as far as all
yeah,
the movies go,
I would say that, like,
what a lot, like, where would it rank? I mean, maybe it's too early for this.
I think it's good, but like, you know, it's not the Avengers. Like
the Avengers is the one where they're all together.
Yeah, and the Avengers, I think, is
couch man, light man, TV man, whatever. They're all together. All the team in the appliance store.
Yeah. Like, I think the Avengers, just in terms of a pure movie, is like mm-hmm. if you like remember like Raiders of the Last Ark,
yeah.
or like, you know, Jurassic Park, like yeah. an adventure
a movie.
Movie.
See,
like,
that's the thing. You're not even going to believe like that this is the truth, but I actually like thrillers and action movies. I like a good movie, a popcorn movie. Yeah. You know
this
what
is
I mean?
Definitely a popcorn movie.
Yeah, it's something.
So.
When can I talk about
the
movie?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to pass the ball. That was just a bit of a background there. Okay. I'm going to pass the ball to you, and you tell me what you hated about this movie.
Great, okay. Got me notes.
Okay.
Got it written down. So, I've only got a few. I've only got like 5 or 6 notes.
Okay.
So, we're not going start to finish, right?
You can jump around, great. Whatever. Did you like the start?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. First,
I don't think it's aged particularly well.
First note, looks 60. That was my first note. He looks Downey Jr.
I'll tell you what,
he looks terrible in this movie. He looks fucking awful.
I agree with you. I was watching it and I was like, man, he's very bloated looking.
Let's start with the eyeliner as well. He's always fucking got eyeliner on and shit.
You know he's tiny.
I believe it.
He wears like wedges.
No way. How tall is he in real life?
He's like Tom Cruise size. You know, like 5'5". You know, 5'6". I don't know, Tom, if you're listening.
Almost certainly not.
Look, I love you, Tom.
We all love you here, Tom, but you're a short man.
Wait till we get to Mission Impossible.
He looks 60.
I agreed. I actually was surprised like at how bad he looked.
Body is full of water or something.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I was thinking to myself, when you see him in Iron Man 2 and when you see him in The Avengers, he looks way better. I don't know, something about this, I was like, he's very, like you say, full of water.
He's got a gut or something that he's sucking in or something.
That scene where she's like putting her hand in the thing. And I was looking at, I was like, is he got like a belly on him?
He does have a belly, yeah.
No, I agree with you there.
Okay. But we're off to a good start.
Also, why does that matter? He's an alcoholic playboy. I'll tell you why it matters. Playboy.
Because I'm looking at him for 2 hours and 8 minutes. I'm looking at him the whole time.
You say that like it's a fucking chore.
It was, I tell you one thing, this movie was a fucking chore to get through. It was a fucking massive chore. And I was saying to Kerry, we were both watching it. Yeah, she watched it.
What do you think of it?
She hated it more than me. I mean, if you think my review is going to be bad, like, I was like, are you looking forward to watching the rest of Iron Man tonight? She's like, how long's left? Like 10 minutes? And like, we got a whole hour to go. Like, how long is this movie? Like 2 hours.
2 hours is standard.
I'll tell you one thing about this movie.
I'll tell you what you need to reconcile it right now in your brain. 2 hours is the industry standard for movies across the board.
I'm sorry, I don't accept that.
You better fucking accept
it. I don't accept that. You better fucking 2 hours. Tell it in an hour 40.
Wait till we fucking watch Heat. That's 3 hours.
Heat?
Yeah. And we're watching Heat. It's De Niro, Pacino.
I'd watch De Niro and Pacino with 3 hours. Man. I don't want to watch 2 hours of Robert Downey. Like, I already hated Robert Downey Jr. And it's all Robert Downey Jr.
2 hours is nothing. I sat through Burnley, Newcastle.
I'll tell you one thing about
the weekend, all right?
Okay, well, fair enough.
Yeah. It's fucking nothing.
I'll tell you my biggest issue. This is probably going to piss you off more than that.
Yeah.
The movie was boring.
Right, okay. Right?
I found it very, very boring. Now, I have some questions as well that I didn't quite understand about the movie, so I'll ask you about them as well. And if you haven't seen the movies,
if you think Iron Man was boring,
our
next one is The Incredible Hulk.
Oh.
Ed Norton. You might like it. More,
I'd probably like it. Yeah. If you haven't seen these movies, I'm going to try and we're going to be talking about what's happening in the movies, so hopefully you don't mind spoilers. If you haven't seen them at this stage, chances are you don't really want to. What are you listening to this for?
I know you're paying your fiver, and I appreciate that. But like,
thank you very much. My big issue as well was every time he's on screen and he's outdoors, he's always like, it's that classic like West Wing walking down a corridor style of like, Mr. whatever, Tony Stark. Don't like the name Tony Stark as well.
Name.
Don't like that
That's
name.
A great name.
Tony, fair enough. I family ties with the name.
Stark is a great name.
Tony Stark. I don't know. It didn't work for me. He's going around all the time.
Tony Stark.
He's like, what do you think about
in a cave?
And he's like, what do you think about da, 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 da? He's like, I don't know. No. And they go, oh, he's so fucking, you know, whatever. It's like, all right, you know, enough. Like, he goes to
Afghanistan.
Yeah. I had to actually rewind it and say to Carrie, like, is this a flashback or did this happen in real time? She's like, no, it happened in real time. He's driving away, right?
It starts in what they call media res.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, I know all that. I know how it starts. But as he's driving away from there, or whatever it is, and it's like, he's driving away, the car just blows up, and he's in a dungeon in, like, whatever it is.
He already did the bit when he blew up.
What?
They did the bit when he blew up at the start. The film starts, he's in the Humvee with everybody, and it gets blown up, and he gets out of the car, and then he sees the bomb that has Stark Industries written on it, and it hits him, and he gets taken away. And so then
all the other shit that happens after that?
They go 36 hours earlier, he's in Las Vegas, he's playing at the craps table.
Well, they didn't make that clear enough.
They made it super fucking clear. Unbelievable. Oh,
God. They didn't make that clear enough, right?
Dum, 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 dum. I am blown out by my
I told
chair.
You. I'm oh sorry if God. I'm blowing your ears
your
out.
Ears are
I'm
bleeding.
Sorry, people.
I'm sorry. I'm so
I told
sad.
You I was going to annoy you in this. Yeah. And
you know what, though?
Didn't make
That's
it
what annoys me.
You're not paying attention.
That's what annoys me. It's
There's
not
no
like...
subtitles, I'll tell you that. You know I need those subtitles.
That's what annoys me, because...
Now, I have a genuine question.
Yeah.
What's the story with the heart thing? Or the
okay,
thing?
Cool.
I don't understand why.
So,
how he got it, why they put it in.
Okay, so what happened was, when he got the bomb that exploded, a bunch of shrapnel went into his chest.
Right.
The guy, Jensen, you know, the guy, the doctor...
Yeah. Where did he come from as well?
He was already held captive.
Right.
Right.
Convenient.
Well, they needed somebody there to put together stuff.
Okay.
So.
Okay, fine. I'll let that
he's,
one
he's
go.
He's the weapons guy that's already there, and then they get Stark in. So, but he put together a thing in his chest that basically it's a magnetic thing that keeps the shrapnel away from his heart. And if it's not there, the shrapnel is going to go in and kill him.
Right.
So that's what that is.
Okay.
There. And then Tony comes up with...
There's something to put in it.
He comes up with a better version of it, essentially.
Right.
That kind of...
Right.
It powers...
But where is the shrapnel going if it's not... It's not going to his heart, but it's still in his body?
It's still in his body, yeah. So that's why when your man takes the thing out later on in the movie, when Jeff Bridges takes it out of his chest, he's like, ooh! He's like,
right,
having cardiac arrest or whatever.
Okay.
Like.
Now, here's my next issue,
that's
right?
That's done. No problem.
Okay, so fine.
Good
yeah.
movie so far.
So I knew I didn't get that bit. I was like...
You're not fucking watching it, like.
I'm watching it! It's so boring! It's so boring.
Yeah, it's so boring about a man who makes a suit out of iron and flies
now,
around the world.
That's my next point.
Yeah.
Right. He's there, held captive because the Afghani whatever the, soldiers or whatever they are.
The what are they called?
Like, you know,
the rings.
What are they? I don't know.
Nine rings, eight rings, ten rings, ten rings.
Okay. Yeah. He's there so he can make them a missile.
Yeah, a Jericho missile.
Yeah, a Jericho missile.
Yeah.
So he's there making the Y2J missile.
Yeah.
And
the Painmaker missile.
Yes.
Le Champion
okay.
missile.
Now, but he, like, all of a sudden, he shows your man, the nerd.
Jensen.
Yeah, whatever.
RIP, mate.
He shows him just drawings of some outfit that he's going to, like, some suit of armor outfit. Don't be outrageous.
But
like,
they have the scene where he was like, a man is remembered for what he has done.
Yeah.
He's like, do you want to remember it? And it was because he was like, I'm going to die here, essentially, what he was going to say.
Yeah.
He's like, he knows he's not going to get home.
Stark.
And yeah. The man has the conversation with him and he says, a man is remembered for what he has done in his life. He needs to be proud of everything, not just what he's done in his life, but his life's work.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing that he's like, right, I'm not proud of what I've done. I'm a war profiteer. I'm going to get out of here. That's the switch. Because then he starts building the suit straight away.
Where's the suit idea come from? Like,
when he kind of thinks, I have to. How he's a genius. You're gonna like that's his character. He's a ridiculous. Like you say, the first scene when they're in Vegas or whatever, he built his first.
Yeah.
What is,
he built his first whatever.
You're an engineer.
Thank
he
you.
Built
I
his
am.
First circuit at four.
Mechanical
like
as well.
Like, yeah, you could never do that, and you're a fucking grown man.
How dare you? You don't know what I can do.
Oh, come on, Andrew.
I don't even know what a chopper circuit is, according to my lecture. Also, he's building this suit. Why is it only occasionally they're looking at the screens like, oh, stop him. He's not building a missile at all. Like, sometimes he's building it and they're like, hey, what are you doing in there? And then it's like, okay, well, everything's back to normal. And they're like, okay, spends another, whatever, 12 hours making this. Like, they didn't check the monitors at all during those 12 hours? Like,
pass. Next.
You can't just pass.
I can't pass.
That's
not
a big issue.
No.
They can't see. He's not being under surveillance. They can't see
he's
not
surveillance,
making.
But like he's building a shell, essentially.
Right.
He's building a shell for a missile.
Fine. I'll tell you what I did like about the movie.
Okay.
All right. Seen your eyes light up there. It's like okay. I like good action scenes.
Yeah.
I like good like pew and they go fucking flying. You know, like I like that. I'm always like yes. Yeah. You know, like I do like that. So I'll give you that.
And as we go along, by the way, there's so many fucking bits.
There's some good moments.
No, as the series goes along.
Oh, okay.
If you like that idea of a clenched fist, yes.
Yeah.
I tell you, by the time we get to Endgame,
wouldn't
you're
it be funny
gonna,
if you if I'm completely converted by the end?
Oh my god!
What a movie!
Well, they're really gonna hold it up, one.
Now, he flies, so he beats them all up, and he said, "I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly out of here, right? Whatever."
Does he? I think he like
he blows the whole thing up and flies up into the sky.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he, I'm going to escape, whatever. And then the thing goes...
He
falls. So he's dead then.
No, he's not dead.
Yeah.
No.
Why isn't he dead?
Because he's in a protected
shell. He's fallen about a mile out of the sky.
Into sand.
Yeah, but like, it's not cinched up tight. It's going to be banging off the fucking thing.
They show him have injuries when he gets out.
He fell like, about 20,000 feet onto the sand.
20,000 feet?
20,000 feet. So he'd be dead.
He's banged up. Right,
he's like shakes off, like okay.
He waves down the guy. So you enjoyed that escape scene when poor El Jensen got murdered.
I mean,
there's better ones coming along.
Yeah, I thought nothing of it, to be honest. Okay. I thought I wasn't invested enough in Jensen to care about his death, okay. So fine. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Credit to him. He, you know. Also, why is he? Coming out, and he's like, I'll distract him. He's like, distract our plan. And then but he's like,
he's, saying,
he's just shooting a gun in the air, like, aim it at them. Why doesn't he?
Because he's a timid man.
At what point does he break? Like, he's in the Afghan prison.
No, because he knows he's going to die. Because he talks about
his family. Kill some of them.
No, because he knows he's going to die, and he says, if he's got a family, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to see them after this. So essentially he's saying...
They're dead and...
I'm going to see them
right.
afterwards.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to kill them in case he went to hell or something.
Yeah, no, he's not a violent guy. That's him. That's his character.
Okay, so
he's buying them time. And he sacrifices himself. And then Tony fucking kills everybody in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's cool. Like, he's like a giant fucking robot man.
I'll tell you one thing, and I said it to Kerry. I think... If they could have just called this movie, right, no, just bear with me till I finish.
Okay.
They could have just, I know there is a RoboCop 2, but they could have just called this movie RoboCop 2. And I think I'd have liked it more. If this wasn't called Iron Man, if they'd have called this movie RoboCop 2, it would have been a straight-to-DVD fucking, like, it's like, oh yeah, I see RoboCop 2. Yeah, it was alright. I mean, he can fly in this one, but like, that's the level... That's the level of this movie.
That's where you're putting that.
I'm putting this as a straight-to-VHS RoboCop 5 Endgame. Whatever you'd fucking call it.
All right.
Because he's very RoboCop-y.
Maybe he's not very RoboCop in it. First of all, RoboCop's memory... Like, Murphy is fucking... We did RoboCop for
our previous look, podcast. We don't have to get into the semantics of it.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Especially the first Iron Suit was very RoboCop-y.
That's the idea. It's so, you know.
Yeah, mechanical. Yeah, it's not svelte or whatever you call it. Yeah, I don't know what the word is.
What do you got next?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, good.
Right.
She's Pepper.
Come on. Pepper.
Faye has that. She doesn't like Gwyneth Paltrow. She's like, fucking Pepper Pot. I'm like, it's Potts.
Oh.
Pepper Potts.
She's good.
She's charming. Tell you one thing. She's so charming.
Oh, I couldn't disagree with you more.
What?
First of all, Downey J and Paltrow had zero chemistry. And absolutely zero chemistry.
I disagree.
Oh, and she was clearly written, and I'm not going to, you know, she was clearly written, it was clearly a male writer.
Yeah, of course.
She was like the stereotypical woman who was written by a male writer. She had very little to say or do, but just stare longingly at her boss, like, oh, I love him.
They comment on that in the movie.
She has no charisma in the movie at all.
No, I like her.
Why? What do you like about her? Tell me what you like about her. She had red hair.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. But what does she do in the movie?
She keeps him together. Keeps him going.
She's barely there. She's barely even there.
No, but it's not what you see her doing. It's what they tell you. They call it, like, she basically keeps his life running when he's off being a fucking dickhead. Like,
that's great, like, for Stark Industries. But, like, for me, for Joe Soap watching the movie, what's she doing for me? Nothing.
Okay.
All right, so big issue with that. And what else fucking happened? I'll tell you an issue I had with it as well. I don't have any more points after this, so but we can.
And I'm gonna throw some shit at you.
Do. Yeah. The like you've got Like, what is it? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of movie is it? Are you a superhero movie, or are you trying to be serious? Or are you trying to be a bit of both? Don't show me, like, you know, the Afghan soldiers, like, taking, separating kids from their mothers, and they're all like, oh, my baby, oh, like, oh, that must be terrible, kicking him when he's down and all this. And then, meanwhile, 2 seconds later, you've got flying through the sky. Like, don't be ridiculous.
This is the world that they're building.
Don't be ridiculous.
Hold on, this is the world that they're building. It's real world, quote unquote. But also that they
flying through the sky.
Yeah, but like so. Okay, so if
imagine you're watching a movie and then all of a sudden,
put it this way, right? They've established this world where superheroes are real.
Yeah,
but also, it's not. You're not looking at the splash pages of. It's not Batman Forever where it's like neon pink. Or it's these people in this world. It's You're still going to fucking work. I'm still going to work.
Yeah.
And over in America, they have these people that are flying around the place. Like, life still goes on, is what I'm trying to say.
But if you're going to make a movie like that,
yeah,
you can't have it all. You can't have the best of all of it. You can't have silly costumes and serious fucking whatever. It's a mishmash.
I think they get the balance very good in this. I think they do.
And that, like, Downey, it even seems like Downey Jr. doesn't bring it to
her. He's an asshole. Like, yes. His character is an asshole.
Yes.
And he's snarky, and people like that sarcasm thing.
Yeah.
I think it has, like, less and less. It's less and less effective now as time has gone on. At the time, in 2008, people were like, oh, I like that quippy, you know. You know, 12 years ago, I think you might have been more in the mindset. Like, I remember when I watched it the first time, I was like, that's really funny. It's really, you know, sharp with it.
Yeah.
And I was watching it here, I'm like, oh, I kind of get it. He's supposed to be a dickhead.
Yeah.
You know, this is his character.
It's mad. The first time you would have watched it, you would have been, what, 23?
Yeah. Like, hey. 2008, 12. Yeah, 22. Like, yeah. You know, and like, as I get older, I realize, oh, this guy's not okay. You know, he's not. And as the movies go on, you'll see that.
Mm.
But.
Well. Now, I have one more thing to say about this movie. Why, like, they make an effort of showing, fair enough, and I'm always a fan of, and I'll tell you this, I'm always a fan of, like, training montages where someone's getting better at something, you know what I mean? So he's built his proper suits, Iron Man suit, he's trying to learn how to fly, he's like,
that stuff was good.
I love that. When
he first flies, like, when he flies out the garage, you know, the driveway, I think that's brilliant.
Now, I will admit, I play Lego superheroes all the time with Joni.
Who'd you pick?
Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's my go-to every time.
Right. Why is that?
I love the way he flies.
Yeah.
I love the...
you've always told me if you could have a superpower, it'd be to fly.
Yeah. So, and in the game, you can fly through buildings. I like the way he flies in it. I like his weapons in it. I go for Iron Man. He's my guy. I go to him every time. Yeah. Every time. So I would have thought I would have had a bit more of an affinity for him. But now, they go through the effort of making him, like, learn how to do it. Yet, Jeff Bridges puts on the far more complicated...
I'm with you here.
And he's just using it like nobody's business.
I'm with you here.
You know, that, so I was that, like, how's he know how to use it?
That is a nitpick of mine.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Jeff Bridges... Exactly.
He just sees the suit and all of a sudden he's in it and he's using it like a pro.
Like, the only issue I have with Jeff Bridges in this movie. Frankly,
I love the character. Before I even knew it was Jeff Bridges.
I forgot how good it was. Even the way he's dressed, like he's in...
He's dapper. He's like Triple H.
He's in the tux.
He's like Triple H. In the movie.
He has the white scarf there. Yeah. He looks fantastic.
He's like,
Tony,
in the movie.
I brought pizza from New York. He's not quite doing the whole Jeff Bridges in True Grit or Jeff Bridges.
I haven't seen that, but.
What's the one?
I've only seen him in.
Lebowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, your name's Lebowski. Basically, as he's gotten older, he talks like this all the time. Whereas this one here, he's still.
That's why I didn't even recognize him.
I thought he was so fucking good. And then, like, that he's the mastermind behind it all. You kind of see it coming, but, like, that.
Yeah.
Out of all the films, one of my favorite line readings is still. Tony Stark built this in a cave in Afghanistan.
You
know, I just think it's fucking like, and you get it. Like,
yeah, he's not tolerating any sort of this shit.
You know, leave that thing. And even the bit where he's like, who do you think locked you out?
Yeah.
I did the injunction. And you're like, oh, stone cold son of a bitch. Like,
Do you have any things that you liked? Any questions?
I like Terrence Howard, to be honest, on the rewatch.
Oh, I didn't like him at all. See, I didn't even mention him. He was nothing.
They replace him.
And nothing. A peon.
Well, we'll talk about it in Iron Man 2, but he's not back for that one. We'll just put it that way.
I actually read a bit. I was reading a bit about Iron Man today. I know who they cast.
Don Cheadle?
Yeah, major step up.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, definitely in terms of, like, I liked Don Cheadle more, yeah. But I kind of forgot how much I liked Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard brought nothing to. He's like, it seemed like they were all just fucking. And it was when you were talking about.
Okay, what about Jon Favreau?
Let me just finish with this. When you said, oh, it was all ad-libbed or whatever, I'm like, that makes so much sense now. Because it seems like they're all just fucking sleepwalking through the movie. It seems like a movie where nothing happens.
I disagree.
But anyway, Jon Favreau.
I was actually surprised how little action scenes there were. Like you get
an hour in. I'm like, when's he going to be Iron Man?
You get the big thing.
He's barely Iron Man in the movie.
You get it's his origin movie.
It's 2 hours 8 minutes long, and 8 minutes are Iron Man.
You get the big thing when he escapes the cage, and then you get when he gets
the cave.
He escapes the
cave.
Yeah, and then you get the next one is when he goes. He's out flying, and that's sort of an action scene. And when he learned to fly, and he goes up, and it's ice.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
I like that.
And I love how smooth the motion of like. And by the way, somebody we haven't talked about, Jarvis.
Who was Jarvis?
His voice is AI.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah.
Paul Bettany, man.
I don't know.
No, you know Paul Bettany.
I don't know who that is.
Google him. Google him before the next one.
But, okay.
I like just the like physicality, the logistics of it. I thought was
good.
That but, big pluses. I remember it being better. Is what I will say to you.
Okay.
I remember it being. I was like, geez, that's one of the best ones.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Carrie's sister about it yesterday. She's like, Iron Man's my favorite one of those movies. I'm like, you must be joking.
If I was to do a top five of that now,
that'd be in your top five.
I would have thought might have been like five or six, and I think it's
knocked
further
out now.
Down now.
Would it be in your top 10?
Let me see.
If this movie is in your top 10, this is going to be a long 26.
I think it's like 12 or 13 now at this stage. Very good. Like I think Iron Man 3 is better than Iron Man 1, which is.
I think I've heard that.
Normally,
do a lot of people say that?
I think if you like Shane Black, who wrote Lethal Weapon, it's very much a kind of Lethal Weapon-y movie. It's kind of a buddy cop superhero movie.
Because it seems like a staple almost. I remember when Tony was on our other podcast.
Yeah, he was like.
And he was like, I was saying something about Iron Man. He's like, have you not seen Iron Man? And I was like, no, I haven't seen any of them.
Because he's the main.
He couldn't believe it.
He's their biggest star.
Like, why would they start with Iron Man?
Well, that was the one they chose to go with. And
like
I think
Hulk or like.
See, they couldn't get Hulk.
Right.
Then they worked it out that like Hulk is the second movie, but they had to co-finance it with Universal.
Right.
Universal had distribution rights. Something weird like that. Whereas this was the one that it was like, okay, who do we have? We have Iron Man, we have Captain America, we have Thor, are our three guys that like are big Avengers.
On paper, that's a thin roster.
It is weak. But the amazing thing about Marvel is, like, they did three Iron Mans, they did three Captain Americas, they did three Thor, they're doing a fourth Thor.
Oh, fuck me.
Wait till we get the Thor one.
Thor was always the one that I did.
Thor is the fucking man. Like, honestly, like.
Right, okay.
But then you talk about other ones that, like, shouldn't work, but they do so well. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy shouldn't work.
Yeah.
You know, a human, an alien, a tree.
Yeah.
A big Dave.
Is that something that
Dave
they just
Batista.
Did for the movie? Like, there was
no
this,
is the, this is the comic book.
There was
like,
a comic
but,
book.
But you're like, you shouldn't be able to adapt this comic
in
book.
In a movie, yeah.
To, and they fucking. Well, and the way they do it is they, and this is what got me on board at Marvel so much is they were like Pixar almost in that like their business model was great. They pick a director and they say you're gonna like they gave it to Jon Favreau to start. They kind of picked Louis Leterrier for Hulk. Who cares? Jon Favreau number two. Then they pick Kenneth Branagh to do Thor, and a lot of Thor is like Anthony Hopkins is in Thor. It's like big Shakespearean Norse stuff. And then they pick Joss Whedon for the Avengers, and Joss Whedon, who's done Buffy. Like they're picking these directors that okay, you're gonna fit this one. Like the guy they picked for Guardians of the Galaxy was James Gunn, who was like a trauma. So I don't know if you remember the Toxic Avenger.
No.
Like real low budget kind of sci-fi stuff.
Right.
Schlocky horror. But they picked him. It was like, well, he might do well with space aliens that are kind of weird group of people. They've always had this way of like matching people in.
Well, look, they're definitely they're a powerhouse. Yeah, a
powerhouse. Like, yeah. And there's a reason why Disney bought them when they did. Disney bought them after like five
movies.
How much did they?
After five movies?
Something like that. Like, yeah, like it's really in their infancy. I think they bought them before the Avengers.
Did Disney buy The Simpsons?
Yeah, Disney bought Fox TV as well.
Right. So that's why they had The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's why they had The Simpsons. Like, right. And they bought Fox.
How much did they buy Marvel for?
Billion or something like that. Yeah. Like, you know, some Marvel were like, okay,
they've already made their money back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like each Marvel movie now makes,
and Star Wars, Jesus.
Yeah, they've bought everything Disney, and it's mad that for a company that were like in the 90s pretty barren in terms of, like, you know, like the golden age ended in 97 and then 10 years of barrenness, and then they're like somehow they're still able to come up with this. I never understand the capital of like, yeah, okay, we'll buy Marvel, they're pretty good, we're,
yeah,
you know. 5 years later, they buy Star Wars.
It's Disney, like they surely have money.
They have the money, but what they've stopped doing is the movie, because they bought Marvel. It's like, okay, well, we have three Marvel movies a year, and we bought Star Wars, so there's one Star Wars movie a year, whatever. And we've bought Pixar, and there's two Pixar movies a year. And we have our own movie, so we're going to do The Lion King, and we're going to do whatever. Yeah. But and it's like, why don't we just, like, they used to have all these, like, small studios, like Touchstone.
Yeah, you're saying, yeah.
They would have 20 of those, and, like, they
wouldn't make much money. Like,
But you were still getting good movies. And they're like, well, why are we doing that? Why don't we just
do one big
movie? Like, Lion King or Jungle Book made fucking 800 million. Why don't we just do that?
800 million?
Yeah, something worldwide, like, something fucking
crazy. The original or the new one?
No, the new one that Jon Favreau did.
800 million?
Something like that. So, and, like,
Is Jon Favreau, like,
Jon Favreau's, like, Disney's guy now. Like,
really?
He did The Jungle Book, did The Lion King.
It's so odd, like.
He's doing the show on Disney Plus, The Mandalorian.
Everyone's loving that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But if I could ask you.
Yeah. Yes.
Pick one thing. Maybe this could be our new thing. Like, who's
okay,
your favorite thing about the movie?
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. I'm with you. 100%. I'm with you there.
He was immaculate. He looked immaculate. He sounded immaculate. He acted immaculate.
Just sad that you never get great. Him again. Like,
Is that it? Like, dead. Oh, he's dead. Yeah. That was an issue though, because it was like a very sort of like, oh, I guess, okay, he's dead now. Like, not a great final. It ended on a whimper. It started on a whimper on a whimper.
Let me ask you: did you watch the post-credit scene? This is something we need to talk
about. No, definitely not. I was out as soon as it was the end.
This is something that you have to start doing, okay? Because
why?
Because this is Marvel, right?
Yes. Are you showing it to me now?
I have to. I think we're going to get your reaction in real time. Because, okay. It is very...
Ironmonger.
Is that the first one that came up?
No. Iron Man's right there.
All right.
On the left.
Oops.
Yes. Post credits.
There we go. All right.
What?
This is it, Andy. So this is what
they
started.
We're watching the post credit scene after the credits.
Who's this? Somebody's in his house.
I am Iron Man.
What is?
You're the only superhero in the world.
Mr. Sam Jackson.
Become part of a bigger universe. You just don't know it yet.
Who the hell are you?
Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm here to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative.
Oh.
The whole fucking change the way that Marvel movies were done or whatever. Because
you have to stick around. Now I've been quite... Okay, go on.
Yeah, but this was the whole thing that it was like people in the cinema, like, they're like, I heard there was a post-credits thing you have to stick around for or whatever. And then when you're there, and like Nick Fury was... originally his character was like a white kind of soldier guy.
Yeah.
And what they did in the comics, they actually changed the character to base it around Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
So in the comics, some Ultimates comics.
Why do I feel like I've seen Like, he's just Shaft there.
Yeah.
He looks just like him.
Yeah, but so they changed the character.
He's dressed exactly like
they
him.
They changed the character to look like Samuel L. Jackson. And then they cast, right. Like, well, we're going to do the Avengers. Nick Fury runs the Avengers.
Right.
We've got to cast Samuel L. Jackson. But like, so people now, lost their mind
really?
When that happened. They were like, oh my God, the first movie in and they're setting up the Avengers already. Right. Oh my God.
Okay.
I remember having a bet with Egan. But we went to see the Avengers in Australia 2012.
Yeah.
And he was saying to me that, Spider-Man, the new Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is going to make more money than the Avengers. And at this time, they had Iron Man, they had Hulk, they had Iron Man 2, they had Thor, they had Captain America. Five movies that had done pretty good box office. Like, you put all those characters together and put them in one movie, and you telling me that that's not going to be
the
biggest hit ever.
His name is Andrew Garfield.
He's the guy who plays Spider-Man, yeah.
Literally, as soon as all I could focus on was the fact that there's a show called Garfield and his owner's name is Andy.
Is his name Andy?
Yeah. Oh. No, it's not Andy. It's John.
It's John, yeah.
Right, you forget it then.
Great joke.
But now... Look, I'm one beer deep. Yeah. You know how that affects
me. Bourbon.
Plus the bourbon. Is that right at the end of the credits, though?
So the credits happen, so about 2 minutes, whatever. Like, when you get your
Is that the very end of the credits?
No.
Right, because I was going to say, fuck that.
But what they do now... So because you're watching them on home video or whatever, you can just skip.
Yeah. But if you're in the movies, show 30 seconds
I've
after.
I've done it. You wait for your minute, and then they show a thing, and then...
1 minute, too long.
Fuck off.
1 minute. Like, the movie's over.
It's part of that experience. You're in the cinema. You're all like, oh, that was great. What's going to be the next... It's going to set up the next movie. What's the next tidbit or whatever like that, like, you know? Now, sometimes it's just like a bit of a... Like, you're like, oh, why did I wait for that? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But sometimes...
But you don't know what you're going to get.
People, like, were fucking losing their mind with that. Like,
were you a fan of the end of the actual movie where he's like...
I love that.
I am Iron Man.
I love that. And then they just end it. And I was like, I thought that was great, like, because it was just...
Well, look...
We'll leave it there, so, is what I was saying.
Yeah.
If we're going to do a rating, or we just wait till the end and we'll do rankings?
I'll give it a rating.
Yeah, no, why don't we just...
I got your rating right here.
Well, why don't we just... So far, it's number one in your rankings.
Okay, by default.
Yeah, by default. And why don't we just do it as we go?
Right, okay. Now, you didn't ask for it. If I'm going to give it a rating.
Okay.
I'm going to give a 4.8 out of 10. Right,
not even a 5,
and 4.2 of those is Jeff Bridges. I was going to say Jeff Daniels, as I always do.
Harry,
both cheeks right here.
You had sex with Freya Felcher.
Something about not listening. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I tell you, if they had Jeff Daniels in the movie, then that'd be a different story.
He hasn't been in one yet. I think you could get Jeff Daniels for a Marvel movie.
Yeah, you get probably anyone you want for a Marvel movie.
Now you can. Like, they got Angelina Jolie, who hasn't made a movie in fucking ages. She's in the next one. Like,
yeah, I'd give a 4. Like, what would you give it? I'd give a 4.8.
I'd give it like a 6.5, 7. Like,
okay.
Yeah, around that. Like, you know, good, solid, entertaining, but not as entertaining as I was the first time around. There's definitely better, way better to come.
Okay,
like,
talk about,
like, I didn't make Faye watch this. I said, if we're watching the Marvel movies, I'd pick and move.
Right, choosing your battles.
First one she watched was Guardians of the Galaxy. Then she watched
she liked that.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Then I think we went back. I showed her one of the Thor ones because she likes Taika Waititi. So I showed her.
Who's that?
He's that New Zealand director. He did What We Do in the Shadows, you know, the vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's done.
Is Chris Hemsworth, Thor?
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't that she just likes Chris Hemsworth?
I don't think she's mad at him, to be honest. Like, no, like. Huh. But if that one is like a really funny, irreverent one.
Right.
And then I said, look, we go through this. Started with the Avengers, and I gave her a bit of background on the Avengers. But I didn't. She's like, I hate fucking Iron Man. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like,
she's dead right.
I'm not going to make you watch Iron Man.
Right.
I think we watched Iron Man 3. Because I was like, it's a good movie. And she's like, I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow either. I'm like, yeah.
Faye, spot on. Yeah. Well, spot on. Does she like Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
Tell you what.
No.
Biggest movie
star in the world, mate.
Well, he's not, though, is he?
Well, he may...
In 2008, he was, I guess.
For the last 12 years, he was. He made the most money. Like, he made... Because he set up a deal with...
Iron Man 1, 2, and 3.
He set up a deal after Iron Man 1. He renegotiated his contract and set up a deal where he was getting back ends.
I'm not surprised. He only got like, $500,000 for that.
But like he was back now. Like he, but they can't go on. Like Iron Man's such a hit now. And
right.
He holds the power. It's like, well, I'm not going to come back for Iron Man 2 unless you give me a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. Like,
right.
So, and like, that's like Terrence Howard wanted more money than he got for this one. He's like, well, you pay me $2.5 million for this. I want $4 million. They're like,
We'll get Don Cheadle.
I think we'll get Don Cheadle.
It didn't work out for him.
I remember at the time.
I haven't seen much of him lately, have we?
Really? I remember at the time, Steven Soderbergh was like, if you get the chance to put Don Cheadle in your movie, you put Don Cheadle in your movie. Like, you
I agree with
and
that.
Look, I like Don Cheadle.
You haven't made a believer of me yet. And I don't know what's so great about Iron Man. The music I kind of liked in it.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The score was alright. I would say keep an ear out for the scores as we go.
Yeah, I know the scores tend to be quite good.
For music wise, wait till we get to Guardians of the Galaxy, man.
Yeah, I hear that about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Toe tapping fun.
So, no, I don't know what's so great about Iron Man.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not Iron Man 1, anyway.
What's so great about Marvel?
Marvel, yeah.
Yeah.
What's next?
The Incredible Hulk with now, if Edward
memory,
Norton.
If memory serves, that's the biggest stinker of them all.
That would be,
your face tells me
that
everything.
That would be my, like, 23 out of 23.
I'd probably love it then. I'm probably actually going to love it.
It's a bit of a monster movie. I quite liked it, to be honest. Your man from Modern Family is in it.
Who?
Phil.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ty, what's his name? But yes, you know what? I've enjoyed unloading.
Yeah, well,
because I've been penting up all this fucking.
Well, you can do it again in 2 weeks.
Perfect. And thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Our sister show, I guess, is Put It in H Pod. If you found your way here. You probably know about our show, that our Simpsons podcast.
But if you like classic Simpsons like witty banter.
More of this inane chattering.
Yes. Find us on Put It in H Podcast. Chances are if you're on our Patreon, you know it's there anyway because we have all our episodes there. But
Put It in H Pod, a diehard Simpsons podcast.
Yes.
We are on Instagram, Twitter. You can email us.
Now, I will say this. If you are, you may be listening to this on the Put It in H feed. You may be listening to this on the new feed. I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and subscribe to the new
feed. Please do.
That'd be great. Yeah. And while you're there, if you can give us a 5-star, because I'll tell you what iTunes do, and this is a great boost, is that they reward you by starting podcasts, by giving you a real bump up the charts initially. So if we had a couple of reviews, dare I say, we could almost make the top 5.
Ooh,
the
heady days. We've got,
I know,
7 before.
I know. Yeah. So if you can subscribe, we'll have a link wherever you listen to this. We'll have a link there. If you can subscribe, rate and review, we would be forever grateful. We're going to be putting these.
These first ones are going to go free on the new
gratis.
One. Gratis. And the idea is every time we start a new mini series, we're going to chuck a few on this feed here. Just to, you know, if you don't like Marvel, okay, great. Maybe you'll like
exactly
whatever Cantwell picks. Horror movies where dolls come to life and try and kill their owners.
I can't wait till.
What's so great about that, huh?
I can't wait till I'm leading the show here. like, and I'm telling you, well, I'll tell you now.
What's so great about Spanish horror movies?
What's so great about Liverpool's history between 1963 and 1967? So, on that note, thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to the incredible, inverted commas, Hulk. Goodbye.